Well, I'm very pleased the House of Representatives passed my energy speculation bill. This bill that we passed today, 283-133, was put together with the Ag Committee, Chairman Peterson, Chris Van Hollen, Rosa DeLauro, myself. We've all been working for the last year on energy speculation. And the energy speculation is what we're doing is driving the speculators out of the oil's future market. You see what's happening on Wall Street. Everything's crumbling. People are imploding, making bad investments with bad debts. Well, that's what's helping to run up the price of oil. There's no doubt in our minds. People have testified before my committee as chairman of oversight investigations. I've held hearings on speculators in the oil's futures market. And they said if we'd pass this legislation, we could reduce the price of a barrel of oil by upwards to 50% reduction. Today, the House of Representatives, on second attempt, passed the Commodities Market Transparency and Accountability Act. It passed 283-133, which means we got more than two-thirds of vote. So the expected presidential veto, we had to have enough to override the veto. And for me personally, I've worked on this bill for 3 years. When no one was thinking about speculators in the market running up our cost of energy, as my role is oversight and investigations, we've been the cop on the beat, if you will, to try to bring accountability to Wall Street and how we price oil in this country. And I'm glad to see this legislation pass. It still has to go to the Senate and then to the President for his signature. Hopefully that can still happen here in the waning days of the 110th Congress. But I'm very pleased. This is another way we can help drive down the cost of energy. And yesterday we passed the bill to expand our domestic drilling supply, but at the same time release oil from the Spurl to help bring down the price of a gallon of gasoline and diesel by at least 25 cents per gallon. The only other bill I'd like to see pass yet this year and get to the President's desk is a price gouging legislation, because as we've seen with Hurricane Ike, they are gouging the heck out of the American people. Some gas down in the southern parts over $6 a gallon, and that is definitely price gouging. Even up in the Escanaba area went up about 60, 70 cents in about 48 hours. There's no excuse for that. That's price gouging. So two out of three of them have passed the House of Representatives. Now I just want to get the third one passed yet before this year is over.